Peace be upon those who follow the guidance, and thank you for coming back. Today I want to talk about why you should research about Islam and why Islam is the only logical conclusion on following it. Now, as we learned, Islam means submission to Allah, and Muslim is the one that does this action and he submits his will to Allah. Now you become a Muslim when Allah sends a messenger to you, and you receive this messenger and you receive his message and you accept it, and by accepting it you become a Muslim. Of course the word is Arabic, right? In Arabic, Muslim is a word in Arabic, right? But you may call yourself any other words you want, right? Now, what are the steps to take to want to research about Islam? Now, I want you to think about this. The first thing you have to think about is, why do you believe in Allah? Why do you believe in a creator, right? And as we know, it's natural to believe in a creator. And this is why all around the world, you see people worshipping something, right? They believe in a creator, because this is the only logical conclusion. Now, every day we use a logical conclusion to come up with a conclusion. Now, you walk into a room, you see a food on a desk. Now, what are the options of the food being there? Did someone make this food? Did the ingredients themselves come together and somehow created themselves in this tasteful, you know, smelling so good, you know? Or did the ingredients come from a thin air, right? So they were no existence and they come into existence. Now, as a rational human being, it's easily concluded this food is made by a man. Now, you can say I have seen foods being made, right? You have seen foods being made by humans. So the only logical conclusion is, of course, since the humans are known to be the one that makes food, you can easily attribute it to them, right? But think about this. In this example, you have not saw who made this food. Or, you know, was it created by nothing? Did it create itself? You know, did someone make it? But you came to the logical conclusion it was made by a person. You walk in a forest, you see a house. Easily, you come to the conclusion that the house is built by a person. You go inside the house, you see a light bulb. Easy conclusion, right? I mean, you look at the house, everything in there has a purpose, right? Now, you're walking somewhere and you see a footprint, you conclude something has been walking here, right? You look at the human body, you see how everything in the human body has a function, whether you know it or not. Now, it's easy in the logical human being's mind to know that this universe cannot come from nothing, cannot create itself. Now, what other logical conclusion can one make other than the creator of the heavens and the earth created it? Now, this is the sound reasoning of the heart, right, of the human being. And this is why they believe in a creator. Now, from this step, now you have to think, you know, okay, I believe in a creator, but are there more than one creator, right? Now, if you study Islam, Allah gives the most beautiful examples, right? Allah says if there was more than one creator, there will be corruptions, chaos in the world, nothing will exist, right? Allah also says, if there was more than one creator, each will proclaim what he has created and will want to outstrip one another in power, right? Because of this power, one may want a night and one may want a day. Now what will happen? They're fighting. Can the world exist when such beings are fighting each other? Of course not. Now you may ask, why would you say they may fight, right? Now, the ones that worship more than one creator, they are the ones themselves telling us this is what happens, right? And this is why Allah reasons with people in the Quran that your creator is but one, right? Unique. The one who created this universe cannot be anything like the creation. If all the human beings came together, they will not even be able to create one fly, right? How can the one that created the universe, who created the sun, and you as the creation can't even look at the sun, yet may you think that whoever created it, you can imagine it? How can you even imagine him? How can you even create a picture of the creator? How can you look at the creations and everything having a purpose, yet come up with a conclusion that there can be no creator? How can you doubt on the existence of your creator, right? Now, Allah gives other most beautiful examples, right? He says, this is to the Arabs, right? They used to have slaves. So Allah made the slave equal to his master. So he says, you hate that you give your share to your slave, what you own to your slave. Yet at the same time, you ascribe a partner to Allah, as if these partners will not hate that there's someone stronger than them, having more might, and they may want to have a good relationship, right? If you hate giving what you own to your slaves, why would they not hate the ones you're worshipping, that they are servants to Allah, right? So Allah says they can all be one creator. This is why one of the Prophet, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, who's better? Many creators or the one creator, Allah, the one who has power of everything, right? And Allah also says, in a summary way, is many gods who are arguing among themselves, right? Better than your creator, Allah, the one and only, who has power over all things, right? Now, it's easily from the human conclusion that they will reject all types of polytheism, any way to the creator that says there can be more than one creator, is from the human intellect to reject them. How can you look at what they say, that the one who created heavens and the earth may in need of eating, drinking, sleeping? How can the one who created everything, this universe, be this weak, in need of what he himself has created? It does not make sense, right? How can the one who created everything be killed by his own creation? This does not make sense, and you will want to distance yourself from all these sayings, so you come with that correct understanding that there can only be one creator of everything, right? Now, another way of thinking, think about this. We exist, and because of our existence, there has to be always something in existence, right? So there always have to be something. And from this something, which is Allah, of course, right? Allah is the one that gave rise to everything. And because He is the source of everything, He is one, unique. And from Him, everything comes, right? Once you have this understanding, there can only be one creator. You reject all types of polytheism. Now, the next step you think about is this. Did the one who created everything guided His creation? How? Think about this. All the humans, all the actions that they take, all the good things, all the bad things. Will you say the one who created them gave them no purpose, just to live, kill themselves, or do whatever they, or harm themselves all in all kind of ways, and when they die, He will not judge them? When the humans themselves, the one He created them, have justice system, right? They judge each other. When someone is done wrong by another person, you see another person saying what you did is wrong. If you kill someone, you see someone being moved to the jail, in jail. But imagine a person massacred everyone, right? And they die, and they kill themselves. Who can there be that gives justice to all those people who has been killed? Right? Because the humans cannot do anything till this person has died. Of course, you will have to say the one who has created all things have given purpose to people, and that He judges between them, right, and give them reward of what they did in when they were alive. Now, after you know Allah has given a purpose to His creation, how will you know this, what this purpose is? Now you hear that they were messengers, right? There was human beings that said they were messengers of the Creator. And as someone who wants to worship His Creator, you will want to investigate this. So you hear the old and testaments, all those prophets who came to different people, you know, and showing miracles and telling people this is the correct way to worshiping your Creator. So those people accepted it or rejected it, right? But you are in 2021 right now, right? You are not those people. You hear them, right? That all these messengers, somehow, although they did not leave at the same time, they all had the same message, that there was no God but God, right? But you live today, and you did not leave that time. So now you think about who else claimed to be a messenger, right? And of course, you see in Christianity, in Judaism, in Islam, that they are prophets. Now, imagine a prophet said he was sent to a group of people. Let's say you live in America, but this prophet said he was sent to Canada, right? Is there any business of yours, right, to even listen to this message? Of course not, because this message may not be sent for you. It's not sent for you, right? You live in America, and this message is for Canada. So you would look for a message that is specially for you. Now, the only messenger that has claimed to come for all humans is Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. Now, when you hear this claim, it's upon you as a person who believes in Allah, who believes in a Creator, to investigate this message. And if you investigate this message, this message is from Allah, right? And the way the Creator describes Himself, it will go with your sound intellect. There cannot be, there's not anything that you may have hard time understanding. There's only one creator, created everything, right? He gave people a purpose, and that people fulfill this purpose or not, that he created paradise and hellfire. Those who receive the message of his messengers enter paradise. Those who do not enter hellfire. So the message of the creator that is one, it goes in line with your sound intellect. Now, you may say Jesus may have also made this claim. But if you read the Old Testament, he says, I have not been sent but as the lost sheep of Israel, right? Not even to the whole Israel, but just the lost sheep of the Israel, a group, a specific people. Now, the Christians, of course, I don't know how they understood it, but still, they still claim that he was sent for everyone. But think about this. Can there be any doubt at the message of the Creator? The basic of the basic of the basic message of the Creator. Right? Of course, there cannot be any doubt, because if there's any doubt, why will a Creator send a message that the people themselves cannot understand? Right? Now, the Christians themselves, some call him God, some call him a human being, right? Just a human being, a prophet. Now, how can there be difference in the most basic and basic and basic and basic? And not just this, how can your sound intellect accept this claim that the Creator can eat food and be killed by his own creation? Just by this, any sound reasoning person knows that the Creator who created everything, who has power of everything, will never be killed by his own creation. It does not go with the sound heart, right? And sound intellect. And why would the Creator give you something that you can't even understand? That is not even rational, right? So just by this, you reject Christianity. Now Judaism, now you can only be a Jew by being born as a Jew. You cannot be a Jew, right? You can just say, okay, I want to become a Jew. No, you have to be born as a Jew. And if you look all those polytheism, right, all types of polytheism out there, you have rejected them because you came to believe that there's only one creator, right? And because the creator who created everything is stronger and there cannot be anything like him, you have rejected them all because the images they ascribe to the creator, right? So you have rejected them all. Now the only one which is left is Islam. One, it goes in line with your sound reasoning, your intellect of the Creator and the descriptions of the Creator, that he's one, always existed. Everyone needs him. He does not need anyone. He does not have kids, right? Because if he had kids, then his kid will be similar to him, you know, and then that kid will have similar power as him, you know. He did not have parents, because if he had parents, then he'll have to come from somewhere. You know, and that you have to have a beginning. You know, if we exist right now, something has to always exist. So the Creator cannot have any beginning, right? So he does not have a father or a mother. And there's nothing like the Creator. It goes in line with your sound intellect. And another reason, right, to believe in Islam or to follow Islam or to research about Islam. Islam gives you a guidance on all forms of life, all, whether it's family matters, with political matters, agricultural matters, how to conduct yourself with other people, what to stay away from, right? Now, just the guidance by itself, like the five poisons which destroy the society and the individuals Islam has prohibited, the alcohol, the gambling, you know, sleeping outside of marriage, you know, fatherless kids being born, you know, and mothers killing their own child, you know, just for pleasure, a man sleeping whoever he wants, you know, interest dealings, all these away Islam has prohibited. And when you study the message, you know, the character of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, you cannot come with other, that you cannot come out thinking that he may be a liar, a crazy man, a deluded man, you know, but you will come out with that he is a man of truth. And when you look at the Quran and how it has been preserved, because Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the last messenger, which Allah said he is the last messenger sent for everyone. And because of that, his message cannot be lost. If you take all the Quran, the Kabis, right, and you put them in the ocean, the only book, if you take all the religion's books, right, and you put them in the oceans, the only book which will be left is the Quran, because the Quran has been preserved in the hearts of people. Now, these are the reasons why, or the interest which anyone who loves his creator, recognizes his creator, wants to follow his creator, will want to research about Islam. It goes on in line with your sound intellect and everything within it. You cannot deny except that it's from the creator, right? Now, this is what I wanted to share with you today. I hope by following these logical reasons that you start researching about Islam. The only one who claimed to come for you is Muhammad. So just by this claim, you reject everything else and you research about him. And if you accept the message, you accepted it, and you become a Muslim. And if you rejected it, of course, you stay wherever you were before. And as always, thank you for listening. Take care.